In other words, even if he did it, not only Elisha, if he did it so the Birkat HaMozen would not be a good Birkat HaMozen. If simultaneously the Birkat HaMozen, with his mouth, he would say the Birkat HaMozen, suppose it would be physically possible. You know, to utter the Birkat HaMozen with his mouth at the same time that he uttered the Birkat HaMozen, so he would drink. So it wouldn't be, he would have to bench over again. He's certainly not allowed to do it. In other words, to drink while he's mevarech. So the Mele, since he said, Havlon mevarech, so it constitutes a hefsek, because it's oser, to drink and be involved with the Mosel at the same time. Masheike, we have a shchit and kisu. So the business why Rabbi Yechanan says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sheikhid first the Chayo, then is Mechased the Dama Chayo, and then he Sheikhid the off. So even though the Kisu Dama Chayo intervened between the Shechit of the Chayo and the Shechit of the off, but when he Shecht the off, he doesn't have to say New Broche. Why? Because there it's possible to do both at the same time. It's possible if he's handy. The question is he handy? But if he's handy, so he can do both acts at the same time. In other words, let's say, with one hand he'll share. If he's very handy, so let's say, so it would be possible, I'll put in for him, with one hand to share the day, and with the second hand to be mechase the damachai. So in Mele, the fact that the shchitas, that the kiso of the chayo intervened, so it's no hefsek. But over there, it's impossible to, you're not allowed to share, not share, I mean, to be involved with a Muslim drink at the same time. So in other words, so the more here lays down the cloud, that where it's impossible to do both at the same time, well, it's also to do both at the same time, so then it's hefsek. So now, we got to the question, you made the bracha b'ilkei hagafen before he drank the first cup. Now, after he finished the bracha of Ashaglonu, because Aliseinu is ready to drink the second cup, does he have to say the bracha of Birkei HaGefen again or not? So he said, the Amen Gaelim will say that he has. And he interviews agrees with that. Why? Because here too, here it's analogous to the case of Ravuna and Rafanane, not to the case of Kisu Adam. Why? Because here the cloud is, if you can do both things at the same time, then it's no effort. If you cannot do both things at the same time, it is effort. Here, so why we say the Hagode, you cannot drink. It's impossible to do both things at the same time, to say the Hagode and drink. So we may now here, he made the Bochum of Yagrafen at the very beginning of the Seder, before the Kish of Yish, before the invitation. What intervened? The Hagode. The reading of the Hagode intervened. Now, so now he wants to drink the second course. Was he allowed to do both things at the same time, to drink and say the Hagode at the same time? No. So maybe it's a hefsek. So before doing the second course, he has to say the bracha of the Hagode again. That's good. Alright. That's one shayla that we discussed. Then the Rebbe discusses another shayla about the bracha achel. Do we have to say bracha chene? I mean, in regard to the fourth and second child, so there are four possibilities. Either you say bracha chene after every course, or you say that's one alternative. Another alternative is you say bracha chene after the fourth course only. And I mean, possible. I mean, of course, you can visualize more than so that's a second possibility. And then a third possibility is that you can visualize a fourth possibility also, but that's not reasonable. But you can visualize a third possibility that you have to say Baruch Hashem after the first two cases and after the rest of the cases. But not after the first, not after each course. Not, I mean, not So you can say that you have to say brachin after each course, and you can say only after the last course, and you can say, and there is a third possibility, a reasonable possibility, that you have to say brachin after the first two cases and after the last two cases. That's the only three possible, reasonable possibilities. So now the Rebbe discusses, the Shaila. So there is Imam Dorma who says only after the last course. Only after the last course. Imam Dorma, we both in the Bosafri Kasi, we become a Sude, we Bosafri in the Bosafri. So the Rebbe mentions two Shittes, but there is a third Shitte also. There is a third Shitte also. That you have to say for Hachene after every call. After that, we call the Rebbe mentions only two shittes. One shitte that only after the last course, and one shitte after the first two cases, and the last two cases. So, the shitte that only after the last course doesn't require an explanation. Now, but then the Rebbe, there's another shitte. We both, it was a friend, casting the shitte. It was a friend, the both are shitte. But the time of us, the time we started, we shot the dominant. So the Rebbe is Machia, like the second version that the Rebbe mentioned. There are actually three shittes, but the Rebbe mentions only two shittes. So the Rebbe is Machia, like the second shitte, that you have to say Bochachene after the first two cases. Why? Because after that there will be a Sude, so the Sude will be Machia. And after the last two cases, of course, after the last two cases, everybody agrees that you have to say Ibrahim. But the reason is that you have to say Ibrahim after the first two cases also. Why? Because the Sute is going to intervene. That will be it. That's right. Now, there is a Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ramor, how we pass. Now, so in regard to both questions, so in regard to the first question, now in Sifat Tov Ayin Dalet, Sifale, the Mechaba says, Shoy Shokei Sheini, Vei Mivone Cholo. Loi Brocha Rishen, Ovo Loi Brocha Achei. Shei Mivorechim, Vei Repri Agepen, Ki Malkei Shol Kiddush, Valkei Shol Bechus Amozim. Vimo Borechim O Agepen, Ki Mahakei Srevim. So in other words, the Mechaba does the passing like the leaf in Yidashim. In regard to the first question, that the Rebbe discusses as to whether the brocha lifanel is required before every course, or just before the first course. So what does he say? He doesn't, the Rebbe says, he mentions the Shittas Geinim. He doesn't mention which Geinim, but he says Rabos, certain Geinim. And it's not Rav Haigo and Rav Stredboy, because they are here. But they are Geinim, the Rebbe mentions a Shittas Geinim, and he agrees with that, that before every course he has to say the Brocha Lefaneh or Be'er Pri Agepen. Why? Because there is a hefsek between one course and the other. It's like the Gemara of Rav Hun and Rav Hanan. Gemara of Rav Hun and Rav Hanan. Just as Havlo v'Nivrach in the hefsek, so the Seder between one course and the other, the Haggadah in the Seder between one course and the other is a hefset. Mimele, the Rebbe says that you have to say Brocha Lefaneh before every course. Who is Chelek? The Rosh. Of course, the Rav Stiller going away, but he's also Chelek. But the Rosh is the one who is Chelek and the underneath. And the Mechaber, and it's not in accordance with his usual derech. The usual derech is that he passes like the Rebbe. But here he doesn't pass like the Rebbe. He passes like the Rosh. So he says, V'yivore cholov, sheisek isheni, V'yivore cholov, v'yivore isheno, v'yivore chacheno. She'yivore chim b'yivore pri agepen, kimim al koi shal kiddush. V'yal koi nis, shal birkas amozim. So in other words, he passes, he doesn't pass like the Rebbe, in regard to the first problem, the first question that the Rebbe discusses, but he passed like the Rosh. Passed like the Rosh, not like the Rebbe. Then we got to the second question that the Rebbe discusses, as to whether, so the Rebbe mentions two shittas. One shitta is only after case Revi, and one is that after the first two cases, and after the last two cases, after the last two cases. There is a third shitta, that after every course, that the Rebbe doesn't even make. But how does the Mechaber Paskin? We walk in a lot different, he machakis Revi, like the first Lashon in Revi, and not like the Rebbe Shon Shit. Because the Rebbe Shon Shit is like the second Lashon that Rebbe mentions, that after the first two cases, he says the Mechaber Paskin, after the last case. So he doesn't Paskin like the Rebbe in Nida Shit. But then how does the Mechaber Paskin? V'aminak bin Ashkenazim, we go to the Brocha Rishayna Okokos, of course, אבל ברוך אחרינו, אין יבורכים רק אחר האחר לבד. וכן דעס רבגים. וכן אחר דעס רבגים. So, in other words, so, in regard to the ברוך אחרינו, he is not going to have a psak of the מחב. He agrees, the רמו. That it's רק אחר האחר לבד. But in regard to ברוך הלפניהו, he is going to have a psak of the מחב. And it's remarkable. The Mechaber, who usually passes like the Rif, not like the Rosh, whenever they come up like it, so he passes like the Rosh. And the Ramo usually passes like the Rosh. So here he doesn't pass like the Rosh, but he passes like the Rif and the Ramo. V'amina bin Ashkenazi, we vow in the Brochel Mishayin, Al-Kokos Rikos, that's the Shite of the Rif. Al-Kokos Rikos, Al-Kokachin, and we vow in the Brochel So the Mechaber passes like the Rosh, and the Ramo passes like the Rosh. But in respect to Brocha Achene, so they both passes. That the Brocha Achene is only required in connection with the West Coast. Now let's see, now the long Balamoya, and the very long Muhammad. We won't have the time to go over inside the Balamoya and the Muhammad. But let's go over inside most of the Ram, because the Ram mentions the two sheep. Alright, now the second one in the Ram. Kotama Rav Albert. Zal Chil Chol Chal Chal Mitzvah Benafshe. In Broch and Ham Betot, with Ruka Bina Pri Agat, Abol Kato Vikash. Lo Mata Rav Zal Min Abroch, in Masha Lom Yuzu. Vibshim Shom Tidim Ba, Shalim Achirim Mishim Zubes, in Mimachna Bekibi Abroch Acheret. Him Kach Kitzich Hazim Tane Kas, when he started on the Zubes, אַלע מינוט שחבות האב איך מיר דיל קאַך אכו צו מיר ברוגלאט בלום דאָ אַ אוי דאָ קאַ אַז דאָ מאַ פיל קיט אַדאַם אַ רוד אַ מרביוד שוך האט חיי אין חאַס לאק אַ חיש רט בני דאָ מיר דאָ אַל אַל מיין רביוד דאָ מיר ברוגע יבן דאָ דע קיס אויף דע חאַל אין דע בני ביטווין דע שריט דע חאַל דע שריט דע היי זאָל מיר דאָ קאַט זיי ניו ברוגע שריט בני דע רביוד ברוגע זיי מאַ ברוגע ומאשי ומאשי נחבי רב חנמל, ומאשי רב עבי, ויאסי מיסי ג'וסף, ומכאן תצי נוחש, הוסו משתו מוכבה ולא אפש, הוכב שיחד בכל להיות, ומכסי בכל להיות, וחנמל, משתו מלבה גודל, that's what the game is saying, משתו מלבה גודל, אני בוא מכאן דודל לא אפש, so here it's like, half of the new, it's analogous to half of the new, it's not analogous to kiss her down, but to half of the new, Because you cannot say the agode and drink at the same time. You cannot do it. The Balamoya is chelik. Is chelik on the roof. Is chelik. According to Balamoya, so you don't have to say mitroche of boyer kri agoten on each course, but you say boyer kri agoten on the first course, and that covers all the cases. So, but I'm saying, I'm going to tell you, what kind of a hefzik was there? The agode. The agode. Shari mikra agode in him, apsiki misi. So he says, over there, he was still allowed to drink. Shari yom go bin achitzi saloru, in what of which they say it. So the Ram himself, even though the Ram does not agree with the shita of the Rebbe, but He says, that kasha of the Balamoya is no kasha. What the Balamoya's kasha can tell you? How can we say that here, so it's analogous to Havlo B'Nivrech? Why? Because it's impossible to recite the examples and reach at the same time. So here too, it's impossible to say the Agode, to read the Agode and dream. Why it is possible? Because Allah is in the description of Keshain, Yiddish. So now the Agode is no accent. The Agode does not obstruct, he does not interfere with his drinking, he can drink. The Keshain. So he says, the last question, Shapiru Tehu the Ocheru, assuming that one is allowed to drink, let's say, after he was amazing, the first course, he's allowed to drink another course. Because why do you say Afilu Teime? Because the Ram himself will say that once you are amazing course, you're not allowed to drink another course. But for argument's sake, let us grant that one is allowed to drink another course, even after he was amazing one course. Shafilu Teime the Hocheru. Even if we grant that one is allowed to drink another course after he was made it one course, but at the same time he cannot drink. So you have to stop that body. You have to interrupt that body and drink. Even if we say that one is allowed after he was made it the first course in the middle, so let's say just before we start saying the Yisha Omdalonu, so he's making another course and he drinks. Let us assume that it's moot. Well, the Ram's Omshit is that it's not moot. He cannot interrupt the Agode and say, as he says, Vishondolono, so he stops saying the Agode and he's making another course and drinks it. So according to the Ram, he's not allowed to do it. But let us grant, for argument's sake, that he is allowed to do it. But even if he's allowed to do it, but he's certainly not allowed to drink simultaneously with the recitation of Agode. Let's say he'll say, Ashavalonu, because I'm saying no. And as he says, Ashavalonu, because I'm saying no. Good. So, that is Agode. They have a down and in a case is Halolo. In what of this is Yishte, Mashma Vaide. But no, he said, Mash Pushe, Shafiru, they don't have a become a camel because I'm going to come to the lawyers. Some melee, the kasha of the asoge of the Balamoye against the leaf is on the surface a good asoge. Very avogad the amdinon then, that itself is not so. The anoche by the Balamoye, that he is allowed to drink another course after he was making the first course, in other words, that he can interrupt the agode and pour in another course and drink it, that itself is not so. He's not allowed to. But we say Belishan Shemishim. When the Abbot Abdi Amunon, the Atheist Alolo, in what of which is Ishte, Mashma Bada the Hebrew King is this. Avoloi Behem Sake, Shahaha Shemoza Kakoyis. Shahaha Shemoza Kakoyis, the Sakuol of Ethiopia, the Shrine Shimatiro, any of the Kis Akarishke. So, in other words, what does it mean, the Kis Rishon, the Shemishim? What's the Kis Rishon? That's the case of Kiddush. So it means he made kiddush over the course and he drank. So before he's missing the second course, over which he'll recite, he's going to recite the broche or the akot of shaklon because of the same. So then he's allowed immediately upon the drinking, upon the conclusion of the drinking of the keshal kiddush, before he's missing the keshal akode. So he's allowed to fill up the course and drink. Can even fill up two cases and drink. But the moment he filled up the Keshal Agode and he started already to say the Agode, then he's not allowed to interrupt and drink another course. He's not allowed. Some melee that means that here it could be analogous. So here, on the surface, it is analogous to Avodah. So in other words, so the Asoge of the Ramoya is not the Asoge. Really, the hour of the moon, that is a little more fishy, the Mashmata and the chases. I will even suppose, Shah Shamosa Kakos, the Sapo is the Kashmata Hele. But once he filled up the second course and he started to say that God on the second course. And he says, he shed the Kishon Bocher. So the second course already became the Kishon Bocher of the Agode. He's not allowed to interrupt the Agode. Even before he reaches the Bocher of the Kishon, even though he's in the midst of the Ishonda, or in the Abobon, He is not allowed to interrupt. He is not allowed to interrupt and drink an alcohol. Any medium she needs a course of Harish. They, Sharim, all of this talking in Holland, who are Shabalon, she might have to talk and see it. And certainly, while he says the Brocha Shabalon, and he says Holland, so he's not allowed to drink, so the analogy by the reading between Hobon the Nibrach and Hagode seems to be a good analogy. Oh, so in other words, so he refutes one argument of the Baladmoyer. One argument of the Baladmoyer was based upon the premise that here by other cases he can do both at the same time. So he says no. So the Ram says no, he cannot do both at the same time. But then there is another aspect of the Baladmoyer. So and the Rosh also mentions this argument. All the Shaykhim who are Chilikanami mentions the second time of the Rambam. Second time of the Rambam. So that's mentioned by all the Shaykhim who are Chilikan the Shita. So in other words, all the Shaykhim who are chilek on the sheet of the reed, and who say that by arba cases you say only one brocha lefonero before the kishal kiddush, and you don't say ber priagefen before you drink from the other cases. So how do they distinguish it from the gemore of Rambunen Rafanaleh? And certainly you're not allowed to say the agoda to see Asher Olonu and drink at the same time. So it should be analogous to a Havon B'Nifrach. So they say, true, you're not allowed to read the Agoda and drink at the same time. You cannot see Asher Olonu and drink at the same time. That's not allowed. But where does the Gemara in Chum say that where it's impossible to do both at the same time, to recite and to drink at the same time, so it's not allowed. So then it's a Hefsek only when the thing that intervened constitutes a conclusion to the act. Mashenkin, if it doesn't constitute a conclusion to the act, so then even though you cannot do both at the same time, it's no effort. Over there in connection with Havon B'Nivrach, what is Havon B'Nivrach mean? In other words, there was already the decision. The decision, a declaration was made that they are concluding. They are concluding the Suda. They are concluding the Suda. So it is similar. So if one could be involved in Birkas Hamozei, and drink at the same time, so even though the Birkas Hamozei is the Havon B'Nivrach, is the conclusion of the Suda, it still wouldn't be empty. But beyond the fact that it's impossible to do both at the same time, the conclusion, the siluk of the Suda, and the drinking, so maybe it is absent. Mashiach can hear true itzosa to say Asher Golonu and drink wine at the same time, but the Asher Golonu does not constitute any conclusion to what it was, what to the brocha before. So maybe it's not. That's what the old machine is. They didn't know that I lady, the Chia will be shooting for her after talking about it. How do you do double shoot silk? I feel to silk a hill to do the Ramosh, or you see the Shrita Kitis. So you have machine time that you're shocking the Korea and the Korea. So the only reason as to why it's not they have sex, the only reason as to why the Kisu of the Chayo is not they have sex, vis-a-vis the Shrita of the aid is because it's possible to do both at the same time. But otherwise, if it would be impossible to shech into the mechatzeh at the same time, then the kids of the chayeh would constitute the hefsek. Ligabei the shchitadov. Why? Because what is kisu? Kisu is the concluding act. So in other words, when do we say that if it's impossible to do both acts at the same time, so it's a hefsek only if it is a concluding act, if it is silu. But if it's not a concluding act, so even though it's impossible to do both acts at the same time, it's no answer. So we got a shchit and kisu. So if not, if it hadn't been possible to be mechasen to share at the same time, then the kisu, the act of kisu, which is a concluding act to the act of shchit of the behem of the chayo, would constitute the hefset, because kisu marks the conclusion of the shchit. Masheinkein here. So there is no silu. שאני מה שאומרו, זה מידי רבי יחד מן הברוכה, מידי רבי יהודה, מן הברוכה, שאין מבורי לך לברוכה אחת, למה הם השחיתם עם האדום בוקד? אלו אבו הם כיסו, ואף אותי שהשחית בינתיים אין הפסק לכיסו, צריכים בינתיים לדעשו לשאול בכל יולד, בכל יולד, בכל יולד, ואין זה קושי אצפוי. I mean, so now it says, so they ask the kashe, again, it's a minute, stop the shame and ask the kashe again to the Lamoya. The Lamoya makes the point that when we say that Ilav Mishutai Medev Shem Shochit Dechod Yodhe Um Nichzeh Dechod Yodhe, so then he would have to say Nu Broche only over there, because the Kisu is a concluding act to the Shechit. So he said that you can say in regard to the fact that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechanan says, so he doesn't have to say Nu Broche of Shechit, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechanan says he hasn't, doesn't have to make a new broche of kisu either. In other words, let's say he has to share and be mechasen yichayo, and he has to share the mechasen. So Rabbi Yehuda says that first he shares a chayo and he is mechasen chatam chayo. Then he shares enough and he is mechasen namor. He is mechasen namor. So Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to make a new broche on the shechit of Dov, and he also says that Rabbi Yehuda is made, he doesn't have to make a new broche on the kisu of the Dov. So all right. So you can say that the reason as to why the Gemara says that he does not have to make a new broche on the shechit of Dov is because it's possible to share and be mechase at the same time. But if it had been possible to share and be mechase at the same time, so then the hefsek, so the kisu of the chayo would constitute the hefsek between the shchite of the chayo and the shchite of the Dov. Why? Because why would it constitute the hefsek? Because kisu is a concluding act, is an act of sin. But he says the same thing with the broche of kisu. So the reason is why he doesn't. Now the Buddha says he shechts the chayo and he's mechasen. Then he shechts the off and mechasen off. And when he shechts the off, he doesn't make a new broche al ashrito. And when he's mechasen off, he does not make a new broche al akis adah. So over there too, Rabbi Yechon says the reason is why he doesn't make a new broche al kis adam and the kis adam of the off is because it's possible to do both at the same time. The implication being that if it would be possible, so then the shchite of the off would constitute a hefsek between the kisu of the chayo and the kisu of the off. But the shchite is not a silukent. And still, the Gemara implies that having the dream for the fact that you can do both at the same time, it would constitute a hefsek. So we see, not like the Balamoya, that when do we say that when it's impossible to do both at the same time, it's a hefsek, only when it's a silukent. The Gemara implies that if not for the fact that it's possible to be mechasen and be shechit at the same time, so then the shchite of the off would constitute a hefsek between the kiss of the chay and the kiss of the off, but the shchit of the off is not a concluding act. So the Ram says, no, it's no kashi. Oh,
So in other words, there is no kasher against the Baal Moed. There is no kasher against the Baal Moed. So in other words, the Baal Moed's shite is a reasonable shite. The Baal Moed's shite is a reasonable shite. And the Rosh agrees with the Baal Moed. Primarily because of the second argument by the Baal Moed, not the first, but the second argument by the Baal Moed. In other words, that there is a machlokes. Now that's a gemara for eshes. That where it is impossible to do both texts at the same time, then it's eshes. So because of that, the Rif says that in view of the fact it's impossible to say Ashabalonu and Boaz are the same and drink wine at the same time, so Mela Ashabalonu is a hefset between the broche and the first course and the drinking of the second course. So what it constitutes the hefset? The broche Ashabalonu. Because he couldn't do both at the same time. But the Baal Moed says, true, he couldn't do both at the same time. But when does the Gemara say that when you couldn't do both texts at the same time, so it is a hefsek, that is only if it's a concluding act. Or if it is if the two acts that couldn't take place at the same time represent two mitzvahs altogether. So then if one is the concluding act of the other, or it's a separate act altogether, two separate acts altogether. So then if the two acts cannot be done together, so it's a hefsek. Mashiach can hear by other cases, true, there is a kiyum with each cause, but all the four cases, there is a kiyum between all the four cases of chayus. But there is a kiyum, there is a partial kiyum in drinking the chayus one cause, there is a partial kiyum in drinking the chayus the second cause. But when you drink all the four cases, and when you say all the broches and all the four cases, there is a kiyum of the broches and the drinking of all the four cases. So the mele, since they do not represent separate mitzvahs entirely, but part and parcel of one mitzvah which has chalokim, so mele the Baal Moed's shite is that even though they could not take place at the same time, it's not. That's the machleket between the Baal Moed and the Rosh on one end, and the Rif on the other. Oh, Abu Dasa Rav says that the whole heichad the mishte ubrucha leyesh af al pishe in dorash of tzivut, even though it's not in dorash of tzivut, and even though they do not represent independent mitzvahs, entirely independent mitzvahs, but I mean independent aspects of the same mitzvah, so af al pishe in dorash of tzivut, so for what? Umiyu. When does the Rabbalka say that where the two acts were, wherever Mishta Utrucha is Roy Epsha, so then it is a Hepsha. So it is only something that is Kavua as a Chayla, not something that is not Kavua as a Chayla. Umiu, Hanabiu Ebi Dobo Ha Kavua Lo Chayla, Kichriya Sagode, Avo Dobo Shem Kavua Lo Chayla Loi, Yoi Chayla Ochei, Tikshel Hodam Vinon, the Chavirim Shoyom Yisugim, the Yoko Ragleyen, Leila Bisaknes, Oy Bisamedres, she knew Shom Zoki the Chayim, the Shem Chayim to Nibroch the Chayim, the Apple Pishi is Paul Bisaknes, Oy Shon Shom Dushe the Chadish Chayim, the Oche, the Mecha Lumeiva, Han Mila and Badodo Yepshe, Uba, but Panama the Birchal Yanshot, Neamazim Shabotin Yotel, Before the Zayas Vahachar HaModeh, Ya'af al-Pish Ebir Chamit Zidin Tari, U'mishte U'kuch Ebadod Ebadod Ebadai, Ve'amir Nochel Obidobo HaKobu Al-Khebo, Abidobo Al-Shuz, Shimrot Zayin Mapsi, Izvot. Now, so he mentions the cloud. It's a certain limitation upon the Rif's cloud. The Rif's general cloud is that wherever the two acts cannot take place together, so then it's absent. But there is a limitation upon that thing. That is only if it is something that is kavua or chayiv. So then it is hefsek. Let's say dagot. So that's the regular. That's the regular pattern. In other words, that's the regular way. I mean, how do you drink the cases of yarin? So the regular pattern of the drinking the four cases involves
the recitation of the Agave between one course, between one course and that. So it's Kavua of Chayvo. So since something intervened, something that is in the regular pattern. Now the Rig doesn't mean when the Ram says, Hanumila, the Ramban also said the same thing. So it doesn't mean to distinguish between something that is obligatory coming or something that's only the shoes. Because then you can ask now the Raya that only something is about the world of Chayvo, so constitutes the absent. But something that is not the world of Chayvo now is from the world of Chayvo, showing the student the awkward way and later the back of the only this time over there. So he comes off more daily, he's been increasing to the more of the world. You don't have to say that all over it. If somebody is with me, then it reminds himself,
Thank you. get it.
So there is now one reason as to why the Lord should be doing on by it. But there are two reasons. The Lord has been doing it. The Lord has been doing it. So the Lord has actually cheated. Don't know you need to know the past. What's the Lord? The creation that I want to receive from the past of him and said I want to receive. So why would you be able to reach it? He's going to say, you can take him out. Oh, he said, you can not have a master. He will be your man. He must be a really fast. Now, this is true. This is disgusting to Lord. He promised it to him. So, in other words, so what motion is the peace is why we have to tell us. We have to be a master of the beginning. In order that we should know that even prior to the time that the Pascal declared that our peacekeeping of Israel is all over, so this particular Machlokes case, the our peacekeeping of Israel, prior to the Pascal. Why? No, because here there was a hachon, that was probably was not doing it, and there was a hachon, that our peacekeeping is. Prior to the Pascha. Now, so prior to the Pascha, so generally speaking, prior to the Pascha, there was no general rule that Allah would be sealed prior to the Pascha. Why not? But after all, we still are in Rome. So after Rabbi Matthews, so the Bible says, in the moment, because Bishamai murdered the train. Bishamai murdered the train. In other words, Bishamai, you are great and horrific. So from that tomorrow it appears that when we apply the aloha of Achiram Mahatis, that we rely on both poskim only if the mute poskim and the rov poskim are showing choch, but if the mute poskim are greater harifim than the rov poskim, so then there is no aloha of Achirami, no aloha of Achirami. And in view of the fact that Bishamai were more Harif than Bishamai, so the very fact that the Pascal, we wouldn't say aloha to Bishamai, but only after the Pascal, Mashiach came to that this matter case, so there was a special Achori that aloha to Bishamai, aloha to Bishamai. And then the point, then the second question is, it's referencing Achavasco. So Achavasco, why do you have to resolve the Shabloche? Then Aloche can be seen in the that's Basco already established that in all Achavasco between the Shabbat and the Shabbat. So the Aloche is like the Shabbat. The answer is, usually, you know, you have to get the Basco. So Shua says, the Pascal cannot be with Machia in Athena. Even when the Pascal is not contrary to Athena. Of course, if the Pascal is contrary to Nator, then everybody agrees that Pascal cannot be Machia in Nator, maybe in Nator. But in games where Pascal is not negative Nator, as far as that player, in connection with the child, as to whether the Aloha is like Bishamai, the Aloha is like Bishamai. So it's not negative. The Pascal said, Aloha you said, that's not negative at all. Because Achen Abim Mahate is only applies when the mute and the rov are shvur. But if the mute are not married to the rov, then there is no Aloha Pachen Abim Mahate. And not from Mahate. So when the Pascal declared, make it Israel. It was not negative. It was not negative. In other words, when the mute is more happy, so then it's like shopping. So then the whole and mute are like shopping. So when the Pascal declared that was not negative, but the computer of Yeshua, even when it's not negative, even the Pascal, it's not negative at all. So Pascal is not negative. Actually, I'm going to take a first one of the ומישוע במציאות מיעזור, אבל גם אם פחות פחולי, סטופו מאוד. טוב, וזה מחליג את ביטוי, הרדורצת ומביטוע, סטופו דרום, וזה מחליג את ביטוי, וזה ביטוי נעת, זה חום ומביטוי, סופתם, ומביטוי נעת, החום ומביטוי נעת,
Now, the Rambam says, because it's here, I think, the thief in Novi comes and tries to be machia in Din HaTor, so then he's in Novi Asheta. Not only if in Novi comes to contradict Din HaTor, but even if he doesn't come to contradict Din HaTor, he just comes binvuye to be machia in Din HaTor. Let's say, there's a shailas whether psikreishin uich b'sei his muta osa, and the Novi comes and says b'teras levuye that psikreishin uich b'sei his muta osa. So he's a Novi Hashem. He's a Novi Hashem. Now here we see. So what we see from that? That levuye cannot come, cannot take effect in achoyev nate. But Pascha, we see that Pascha did take place. In a choyz nafir. So I mean, you're so paschal on malachic rablezer, you're so paschal on malachic misil. So there is a distinction, according to the Rambam, between nivuye and paschal. Paschal is not nivuye. Paschal is also indicative of the Hotzid Hashem. But Paschal is not Ivuye. So in Ivuye there is a Aloha. The Ivuye does not take place in a Choyed in a Teira. So in Mele, if Inovi comes, Biteras, Biteras, and full Ivuye, he tries to be Machia and in a Torah, so it's a Chayet in a Mashem. Because Ivuye wouldn't take place in a Choyed in a Teira. But Paschal can take place. Now from the Rambam, in Chumash, in Parashat Re'eh, it's mashma. It's not so explicit, but it's mashma. The Rambam in Chumash, that the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam is chilek on the Rambam. So mashma. It's not spelled out explicit, but it's mashma. That the Rambam is chilek on the Rambam. And the Rambam shiti is that it all depends what the Novi says. If the Novi comes to contradict in a Torah, let's say the Novi will come to be Iker, a mitzvah of the Torah, with the Erez, or even if he'll come and say that Aloche is different than what the Torah Shebaal Peh declares it to be. So in other words, the Torah Shebaal Peh says the Alamet Es Loches, and he'll come and say, no, they are only Lamet Ches Loches, or they are Mem Loches. So there of course is in Novi Hashem, then it's the best Raya, that what he's saying is a sheker, that the Rebbeinu Shalom did not appear to him in the book. But suppose a Novi comes and says not to contradict in that Torah, but just to be machia. And let's say the Novi is one who is Huzak, if he wasn't Huzak as a Novi, so we don't have to trust him anyway. But suppose he is Huzak as a Novi, he has been established as a Novi before, or suppose he shows a manifest, so that's a way of establishing himself at the very outset of the Novi. So suppose someone who was Akazinov, let's say someone like the one who was Akazinov, so he comes and he's Machria in the Ator, let's say he says to Krishna, let's say he's Mutter Os, he doesn't contradict the Ator, but he's just Machria in the Ator. So then it's not binding upon us. We don't have to deport ourselves in accordance with what the Novi says before. Because Loi Bashamayim. So it's not binding upon us. Loi Bashamayim. But Inovi Asheker is. Inovi Asheker is not. He is not. Now. So in other words, so according to the Ramban, but the Ramban doesn't spell it out in so many words. But that's how it's mashma. That's how it's mashma from the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, Chumash, so Nivuye and Paschal the same thing. In other words, just as Rabbi Yeshua Shiti is, Imashgichim bi Paschal. Now of course the Paschal there is certainly was not a Sheker. That was Emes. So all the Chachmim in Israel witnessed the Pasuk. And still Rabbi Yeshua said, he must hear the Pasuk. And the Spaces points out, in view of the fact that Rabbi Yeshua mentioned the possible of Hashemayim, so Rabbi Yeshua's memory implied that even when it's not negative in our Torah, the Pasuk just tries to be Machia in our Torah, it's still in Machia. So the same thing applies to Noah Nevoi. But the Shiras Rambam is, there is a distinction between Nivui and Paschal. In Paschal, it's not binding according to Rabbi Yeshua, but Sheker it isn't. But Nivui cannot take effect in Achoyed Nator. The purpose of Inovi is not to verify the Nator. That's not the purpose of Inovi. So maybe if Inovi does try, so that's the best try according to Rambam, that is not Hashem. Now that expression, Bey Chazer, so it doesn't mean that it's the Tavr in the Chazer. How can it differ Chazeres? Chazeres, that's Roman letters. How can it differ in Roman letters? You can only dip in liquid, you could not dip in the sour. So the expression, that's a certain expression you find
Ba, this expression ba means that the Hazeres is deep in something else. Not that that something else is deep into the Hazeres, but the Hazeres is deep in something else. It's so important. So that's the meaning of the Talmud. So you be with one. Be with one. Now, so Hashem says, be with one of your bodies. This is the Rashbam's shot. Tesis is correct. It's beautiful. Pirush Rashbam in office. Maybe when you were told it, heavy, it's beautiful. It's going to be somewhat beautiful. But here it's Pirush Rashbam. It's beautiful of Shulman. Shalim Rina Shulman at Ahakimush. Allah Shulman Muna Hakadosh. In other words, that's why we say, how long have we learned the beginning of our song? Our song. In other words, that l'chatchile, so the table should be set, I mean that the tablecloth should be set before, but I mean that the food on the table should be placed after the balabais makes kiddush, recite kiddush. But it should not l'chatchile, it's not a real thing for anyone to place all the food, the chalice, and all the food on the table before the balabais makes kiddush. So the lechatchila is, the mitzvah lechatchila is, that first the rabbi should make recite the kiddush. Then, once he finished reciting the kiddush, so then you have to place on the table all the food, the challah, all the parsley, that lechatchila. But suppose the food was placed on the table, maybe again before the rabbi is made recite the kiddush. So then the halacha is that before the malabais recites the kiddush, he has to cover up all of it. And after the kiddush, he uncovers it. So Mimele, when he covers it up, and then after the kiddush, he uncovers it. So it's considered as if all the food was put on the table after the kiddush. So the same halacha twice a piece of night. And that halacha is not limited only to pas. It applies to everything. You have fish, you have meat, you have soup, but you have great food, whatever you have on the table. So it should be brought after kiddush. But if it was brought before kiddush, so there's an answer. And suppose there is a hardship in bringing it after kiddush, so then l'chatchila you can bring it before kiddush and cover it with a mapo, and then after and recite the kiddush, and after kiddush to uncover. So this is our business for you. So that means that the whole letter is deep in Chazer and is deep in Zand. The Chazer is the whole letter. So it's deep in Zand. Zemosh Nagno. Now let's see that. Kitagiri. Hashamish Mitabu Nemai. So it doesn't mean that something else is deep. But in the mind is the thing that is deep in the liquid. We should come back home all the people. Why people will love the Chavetz? So these people, that's the people of Kavas. Now, we have two people. One people is of Kavas and one people is of More. So here the Mishnah is discussing the people of Kavas. So this people of Karpas is not Mikharis. Now there is a Shidas Hashem, that the people of Karpas is also Mikharis, the Shidas Aramba. But the Abishim Machiri, so the Rashbam says, why people love Mikharis? Only the Mori is given to Mikharis. But this people of the Karpas is not Mikharis, it's only Kama. They view in front of Maser Bechazderesh, Mikharis. So far the mission didn't even mention the Chariz. So now it's not here that the people of the Karpas is not the Chariz. Not the Chariz. But in what is it? That's in so forth. Vachazeres Lavda. And we mentioned Erik Archer, Vachazeres Lavda. So now here the mission is mentioning the Aloche of Karpas. Now, what's the purpose of making the people of Karpas? It is in Inshallah, isn't it? In order that the curiosity of the children should be allowed. Chiberas, and Mishides, Mishides. So the people, so that words. So what does Karpas consist of? Karpas consists of any vegetable, any vegetable. So the Chazekas is like that. Suppose it doesn't have any vegetable other than the woman like this. So then we have a Chazekas. But the mitzvah, the deed of Karpas, can be fulfilled by dipping into salt water any year. So Galen she agiala is a chazer. Jewel for Hamas, Jewel for Hashura's war, Kidakura wants to wear. It's Hira Mats Raki more. The people she was there, she actually did the Isha. The fee, she ate the order of the Gibi, left on Yaga came so today. So then later, when the war is born, so the beautiful matter of the Chazer is a Chalei, he said, Ushnei Tafshirim, Avot Ishi Chalei Smith. So, Ishnei Tafshirim have to be born. So what is Ishnei Tafshirim? One is Kinege, the Pesach, and one is Kinege, the Chdi. So we bring the peace of Bosho and the Nege. So it's Kinege, the Pesach, and Kinege, the Chdi. But Chalei Tzim, the Tanikam, he says, is nothing. Why? Because the purpose of Chalei Tzim is according to Rabbanon. Is so you want to say I have so it's because of tap. Now what does tap mean? So one town they call it one shadow, it's a venom that they have the woman that says. So by this getting Chavei says, so then you remove that venom. And according to the Rach, it's a certain kind of a word. Now if it's a certain kind of word, so it should not be allowed. So to eat anyway. So the answer is that both which kind of loyma muter and which kind of loyma are not muter. So only when it's spirit is but before it's spirit, it does not become a share of a share of. So then only if it's spirit is also, but if it's not spirit, it's not us. So there is no shadowing without an achil. But because of sakone, so he has to be to be shaker in the haritz. But so haritz is no mitzvah per se, according to the Rebbe Omach mitzvah. But haritz is a mitzvah. It's not just for the purpose of removing the ban. But it's a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because they have a thing. Of the video shall be in the form of Gufish on it. Now here in the Rashbam, so the report in our language, he has seen a match in some way, the Trilla Matzo, a king of it. So there is a Trilla mit der Reise, was for the Rashbam. To eat the Matzo first is in the morning, not to reverse the oil. Now let's see the thing. We tabu b'chazak. So he might be what has ever been given. We have shamish with our own time. We have our own. One of the stories is in Kriba Kuchina, Jemina Kada Kuchina, who pierced Kashbam and Hai, he will love the Haris. How do we go? So they say, we did for the Hazar. In the right, the Tom of the Hazar, the Kaima, the same way. We ate the Hazar, so bad Haris, we should come. We ate the Hazar, this I'll show you what it is. It's all we will have in with my love. Because dipping in the haritzes is for the purpose of eliminating the sakone. Whether the sakone consists of the venom, or the sakone consists of the loy, but it's for the purpose of eliminating the sakone. So maybe that, when is it necessary to remove the sakone? Only when it's Chazeret, but suppose it's a matter of okay, then it doesn't involve any risk. So the melee seems it doesn't involve any sakone. So there's no other consequence to Chazeret. What it matters is to dig the carapaz. Oy b'cheyne, oy b'mayim u'melach, mu'yishen v'eit na'metam. Yo'om ha'mitmo'ore, b'chareis es mishitah, b'yulek ke'kape'e'elo,
the more the coach from the observatory, the more mitzvah there will be, the shayach of the more, the day of the more, 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 the הוא פפרס וממשיך לסמך, מבוי תוכו, שהאירוקי ממשיך לסעוד את דמר, מקום לדמור פפרס, הפעל, כל זמן נשנה למעצ ותנס למור, כמו לדמור. הביאו בכל הזמן, לפי אישור כבר שהוא חוד, לפי אישור לנקות, ויצר סיד, כותון נעשו יהיה פתי קורי בהום כאן, כבר מבוא הבית, אינו עוד, שער צקיו יעזתי שבי פעלות, כל זאת, דיספקט, או להכיר את השיעור חוד, So, all is a thing there, but don't they be in front of Mars? The idea of Shul Chom, he says, he needs to have there, the witness to why you are in Kel Shem. We all be praying away, a time you be Shul Chom, as a skill chain, a bit Nisha, not one of the Mishti Pom, we ask the Shem, we are zero from, but Mars is a poor old, shall we talk with the bad word, Mars is a room or a zay, but no one like a name, שהיא מן החוזות של המפסטייס ומצמש לי בשיפור לכן היא היא עוד מפועל לזכור מהמי ביקורת או עוד יודי סוכים או מה תדעי של המפשט אבל בשביל זה בין די מרחי ולא זה חרי שירות אם באתי לך את זה בפועל תחת את הסבור ועשוי מן המחלקת ותגיעו נכון וזו מסבט את זה הרי מה אני צריך לומר אחרת the people from the Roma means stay back. So Mitzvah is a drug. Mitzvah, but the Jews in the Roma means Mitzvah. And here is the Jews. In the Shalim Ha'at, in the Polita Mor, we must go out, try to do what happens, we should have a good Mitzvah, be the big of the car, since it's only used for deeper purposes, so it's not about it. אומר ישלו זוי צי מארץ מצווה צריך את כבון את מצווה צריך את כבון כאילו דבוי בידו 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 בואי לומד העולם בואי לשימו מי סבתא איתו פריצו בידו כבון לא מלות ואותו בלכון So the Shlokish is entirely from this Mishnah. The Tanner of this Mishnah holds Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavod. Now, here, he is using, for the first Tibur, what is he using, what kind of Yarek is he using? Morek, Chazeres. So it's the same Yarek with which he could be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Morek. Now, if we say, so if we say Mitzvah, Tzvichas Kavoneh, then everything is fine because if Mitzvah is Tzvichas Kavoneh, then even though at the beginning of the same right after Kiddush, so he already did the wrong letters, so in the end, the wrong letters, but he was not Mikayim thereby the Mitzvah of Morer. Why not? Because we have Tchile, the Mitzvah of Morer is that it should not be eaten before the matzah. Because the Torah says, Al matzah sumrerim yichlu. Al matzah sumrerim yichlu. So matzah is mentioned first, and then more. So, since matzah is mentioned first, and then more, so the chatzile, one is mechuyev to eat the matzah first, and then the more. Not the more first, and then the matzah. Now, every Jew is presumed to conform into the Hakhilas of the Mitzvah. So the Mele is to be presumed that when he ate the Chazeres at the beginning of the Seder, right after Kiddush, so he was not having to fulfill the Mitzvah of Morer by eating that Chazeres. So the Mele, he was not retiring the Mitzvah of Morer. So that retiring the Mitzvah of Morer. So what? What did it involve? Only a pair of triadom. That's all. So the melee has to make a new tibur. Mishimorev.
that will be after the Mikoshetayu, and after the Mate, and the new title of the Morea will be in conformity to the Hatkele of a Mate Sumre, first Mate, and then Mate. So we can understand this why, even though we already in Chazeres, at the beginning of the Seder, so he eats Chazeres again. He will be full of Mate, Chazeres, Chazeres. So he eats Chazeres the second time. Because the eating of the first time, the first eating of the Chazeres, did not constitute a fulfillment of a mitzvah, because he was not mechavei. To be mechavei, so how do we know he wasn't mechavei? Because the lechatchila is matzah sumerim, first matzah, then more. But the first time he ate Chazeres, so it was before the Achilles matzah. So in Mele, he wasn't mechavei, wasn't time of mitzvah. So because of that, the Mishnah says, later on, when it's revealed in front of Matzah Chazeres, he eats Chazeres again. But if you are going to say that mitzvah says it's kavoneh, so even though he's not mechavei to be mechavei mitzvah more, but he ate at the beginning of the Seder, he ate Chazeres, he ate Romulates. So he was mechavei the mitzvah of more then. So why again does he dip the Chazeres? The Chazeres. Why again he already was mechavei the mitzvah? The mitzvah of more. So more is looking, it's in Merle, it's mitzvah of Kavon. Kiv the way be not you, the more or no. Because when is the chiyuv of mora begin? After he has eaten the matzah. Because how much is really your group? So the baby tree adore would do. So the melee it was just involved the adore. Vidyugo will have the mora. So this says that Vidyugo is loved that. It's not only that it is suffering. No, it is to be presumed that he wasn't the chavim. Because why is it to be presumed that he wasn't the chavim? Because the deal is, he has to eat matzah first and then more. Yuka, we had a lot of good wishes for peace, how did I eat the Lord? But it's a bone. So, with the first people, he was behind the mitzvah of Borea. Why did the Mishnah that he say that he again is making a table? So, long ago, they did it. Go to the way, how is it? So, the Borea says in mind, how do you know? How do you know your mitzvahs eitzres like? Maybe the time of the Mishnah holds that mitzvahs eitzres kavon. So maybe if a mitzvahs eitzres kavon in Kota Mishnah, so at the beginning of the Seder when he ate Chazeres, even though he did not intend at the time to be mikayim the mitzvah of Morea, but he was mikayim the mitzvah of Morea anyway, without intending. Is mikayim? So then you ask if he was already mikayim the mitzvah of Moriah. So why does the Mishnah say he has to eat Chazeres again? Because there is a special Takonis Chachomi that three tibulim have to play. Two tibulim. That's what we say in Malishtam. Shefor Yisrael Madulafu Pamechos. Halayla Hazesh Tibon. So in other words, so that a special Takonis that he has to make two tibulim in order to allow the curiosity of the Mishnah. Thank you. So even though, so the reason as to why the Mishnah says that even after he ate Chazeres, so he has to eat Chazeres again, and not for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Mora. That was fulfilled at the very beginning of the Seder, but for the purpose of complying with this Takonas Chachomi of making Tutibur. But maybe perhaps Tanakh of the Mishnah holds Mitzvah Seder's Kavanah. And if you are going to say the Tanakh of the Mishnah obviously holds Mitzvah Seder's Kavanah, not the Mitzvah Seder's Kavanah. And the reason as to why he has to eat Chazeres again is because of the Kehle. Because if the whole purpose of the Tanakh of the Mishnah was to find that there is a need of the Tribulah, he came with Hashem and showed him, okay, why do we mention that interaction with Chazer? Let him mention a view in front of Yare. A view in front of Yare is the Kabbalah. Achimadir and Papers apart. Why does he mention that interaction with Chazer? He came with Hashem and showed him, okay. So he Hashem knows, so he can say no.
Then the two things that leave the town of Bishnol, which is a Yitzchak's Kavod. Yitzchak's Kavod. And the reason is why the Mishnah said that after meeting Chazer the first time, he said again, in order to fulfill the Mitzvah of the Shechinuch of Shechinuch. So, but then you ask, so why does the Mishnah have to tell us in connection with Chazer? Let us mention in connection with other world games. So we could say, he has to show you what is around me, he has to show you what games would be in on trade book. Our Chazer is the Chazer, we boy trade book. Komash from Kilo Chazer is in the trade book. He says, you have the carefully ויואי תניה אוכל מה יוצא אוכל נסחב יוצא אוכל חצוי יוצא ובלובד של מי שנאכיל חברתו יש לזה אחרי ספאס so we see this on the right from the forest that אוכל מול נסחב is יוצא so we may lay so we may lay so we have to say so we cannot say that the time of the Mishnah holds that we just let us come on but then so the Shloki is really the question inasmuch as Mitzvahs is worth the Tavone. So why the second Tibu? He already was behind the Mitzvah in the first Tibu? No! So that thing is gay to let him get the name. So, but then you ask, in case I should show you what is, he should show you what is our meaning, and he show you what is good for the world. I don't believe it's going to be good. Come on, come on. There are few Chazer is good for the world. But then you have that Mitzvah says to the Skavon. Well, I didn't think it says to the Skavon. Because the price is a Mitzvah. So maybe you cannot be dying with the way the Shlokish was in. So the Morgan says, now, what is the price to say? Oh, of my yours. Only mine. But Tevel, what are you in Tevel with Rabbanon? Is lo yours. Why is the Ochel Tevel lo yours? So, because there is a special halacha. Because the Torah says, but we say of chometz shivas yom tichul matzah. So kol sheyesh nei bival tichul chometz. So kol sheyisurei ein yalo mishum bival tichul chometz. So that can be used for matzah. Mashein ki matzah shel tevel. So then it is also mitzah tevel. So then he cannot be mikayim in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So it's a special gezakos. That a matzah that is osir on the score of another is there, so you cannot be eitzeh the mitzvah of kazayis matzah of beres tichul matzah. And the same thing applies to morer. So if the morer is a hefte that is osir machile, so you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of morer with it. So the mele called the tikkun rabbonon ki the reise tikkun. So the chachamim are saying that even if it's tevel rabbonon, so you cannot be engaged in the mitzvah. But my, so you can be engaged. Why? Because the halacha is that the noni is mutalech of my. So since it's yodi to be mafkin with the chosin, some mele can be mitanim. So this is what the price says. Och mayot, och muskaliot, och uchzoyot, och uchzoyot. So means he took half of the kasayis of moher and he ate it. And then there was some pause, and then he ate another half of the kazayis. So then there is a zero between the first half of the kazayis and the second half of the kazayis, as long as it took place within the time that it takes a person to eat a pras, a chotikiko. What is a chotikiko? So there's a machlekes kamam and rashi. So whether it's four beitzim or gimel beitzim. Now if it is four beitzim, now the kazayis is a chotik beitzim. So according to the Shita, that the pras, in pras, the chotzi kikar is four beitzim, so that means eight zeitzim, because the kazayin is the chotzi beitzim. According to the Shita, that the pras is gimu beitzim, so that is six beitzim. So in other words, if a person begins to eat the kazayis, whether it's kazayis matzah, kazayis morer, and is very slow in the eating, and it takes him a long time, until he finishes the kazayis. So if
it took him more than Achilles Pras. If it took him more than it takes a person to eat Apitras, eat four painting, him painting, so then there is no tip. But if it took him less, so then there is tip. What is the Shio? So according to Chasam Sefer, Achilles Pras is 9 minutes. In other words, he takes another baby. It takes 9 minutes in order to eat a pras.
Alright. So it's an ice for ashes.
That mitzvah is the rest of our So in Mele, we cannot be indicted from the Mishneh the way we shot it.
So the says Tanoi. Whether mitzvah is the rest of our or mitzvah is the rest of our is the rest of our
So even now, this vice that was just mentioned holds that we say it's the rest of our but there is another vice of community that holds that we say it's the rest of our Tanya Rabbi Zeyn Meir, Ava Tishit Vuv Chazeres, Mitzvah, Rehobi, Mifon of Chazeres, Vichari Yisrael, Ushnei Tavshir, so he says that Mitzvah, so in other words, he was not retired with the first Chazeres. Why? Because when he ate the first time when he ate Chazeres, so he had no Kavonet to be eaten. Because the Aloch Elis, Lechatzchile, first the Matzes to be eaten, and then the Chazeres. So Vakate, Mimai, Dilbo, Kosova, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mitzvah, Seitzchak, Kavone, Vahai, Dilbo, Tzchak, Dibule, Teiche, Tehebe, Tehikir, Tehikir, How do you know that the Pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak, when he says Mitzvah, so it's because he wasn't Mikayim with the first Achille of the Chaseres, the Mitzvah of Moria, maybe he was Mikayim, but in order to fulfill the Takonet Chachomim of Shnei Dibule, so he has to eat Chaseres again. So it's more, he says, he gave my Mitzvah. Because the expression, Mitzvah is not appropriate for Heker. Even though that was also Itakonis Chachomim, but the expression Mitzvah is not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Why not? After all, I mean, anything that is based upon the Tzivah of the Torah, Tzivah of Chachomim is a Mitzvah. A mitzvah that Rabbonim can also be called a mitzvah. And since the Chachomim were misake, Shnei Dibulim, so that's a mitzvah that Rabbonim. So why couldn't they, why isn't the term mitzvah appropriate? The answer is this. Any Takonis Chachomim could be called mitzvah. But this Takonis Chachomim of Shnei Dibulim, why is it? It's because Kiddush Nishma Tenekes, to arouse the curiosity of the Tenekes. So mainly it's not a separate mitzvah de Rabbanon. It's based upon the mitzvah of Igadut Olvim. So of course the Aisei does not mechayev the father to do all these things to arouse the kriyazid of the naked. But there is a mitzvah de Aisei of Igadut Olvim. So mainly the Chachomim were misakein. The Chachomim were misakein as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Pius Manes to do certain things on Pesach night to arouse the curiosity of the Dineikes so that the Dineikes will ask questions, Mimele they'll have an opportunity to hear about Yitzias Mitzrayim more and more. Because if a child is told about Yitzias Mitzrayim and if it's not in response to his question, he will not concentrate upon the answer so much. After all, the father, he doesn't pride himself in the long talk delivered by his father. But if the talk that is delivered by the father is in response to a question raised by the child, so the child feels flattered. In other words, the father keeps on talking all because of his illusions, because of his good questions. So the Mele, he'll concentrate upon the answer, the talk given by the father, and he will not neglect in paying attention to the answer of the father. So this taconic of Kishkiyishalat Nekes to arouse the curiosity of the Nekes is actually based upon the mitzvah of Ikal Tolvincho in order to make the Yiganto Rebincho, the answer by the father, and the discussion of Yitzias Yisrael more effective, that the child should pay more attention. So it is necessary, the Chachomim felt, it is necessary to do certain things, to allow the Kriyatim to make it, and make them ask questions. So really it's not a Kima Mitzvah by itself, it's not an independent Kima Mitzvah. It's all part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Personalism. Of the mitzvah of personalism. So Mele, and here he says, and here again he uses the wash. Here again he uses the wash. Mitzvah laws. In other words, this is an independent mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah.